This podcast is produced by podcast-marketing-center.com.
The results of applying our business suggestions depends entirely upon your ambitions, time, commitment, activity, and business skills. If you wish more information, please contact us at podcastwithmike.com.
Today on Podcast with Mike, your co-host Heidi Nabert
and Danny Gusby of podcast-marketing-center.com
discuss with Mike Filsaime of butterflymarketing.com.
If Mike was starting over, learn what Mike would do if he had to start from scratch as an internet marketer today.
Mike shares with us the strategies he'd use to shorten his learning curve to get to quick online profits.
We ask Mike what he'd do differently this time to get to huge profitability and establish himself as an online guru.
Heidi and I ask Mike what his key strategy would be to accelerate his growth immediately to become a major online presence.
Mike shares with us the main fundamental lesson to apply in any new internet marketing website.
Welcome to Podcast with Mike. Heidi and I are in the Podcast Marketing Center studios in Waterford, Ontario. Let's join our co-host, Mike Filsaime, who's in Long Island, New York. Welcome back, everybody. This is Podcast with Mike, and I am your co-host, Danny Gusby, and our other co-host,
Heidi Nabert. And we're here with Mike Filsaime. How are you doing today, Mike?
Doing good today. Thank you.
So, Mike, today's topic is Mike's shortcuts to internet marketing success. We've got a few questions from our audience, and the question for today is, if Mike was starting over again, here's what he would do differently to shorten his learning curve and speed up his success and get to huge profitability. So, Mike, what would you do differently?
Well, let's see. If I was starting over today, the first thing that I would do is I would definitely get involved in list building a lot sooner. On many of the podcasts we've done before, I've been talking a lot about list building. It took me 6 months until I got my first opt-in list. So one of the things I would definitely do right from the beginning is I would immediately get an account with either AWeber or ProSender or my online shopping cart so that I could start building an email database. That would be the very, very first thing I would change from the way that I currently started back in October of 2002, because it took me until March of 2003 until I started list building.
Wow. So when you started off your list building, everybody starts off at zero, but give us a sense of how your list grew.
Well, what happened was I was reading a report from I was watching a DVD from Mark Joyner, and on the DVD he spoke of a process called target, tie in, and collect, and it was to target an audience, tie in a free bonus that audience would like, and then collect their name and email address. And before that, what I was doing is I was driving traffic to a web page and trying to make sales. So if you have a 1% conversion rate, you're not doing too good. And if you have a 2% conversion rate, you're doing good. And if you have a 3% conversion rate, you're doing very good. And if you have a 4% conversion rate, well, then you're doing like excellent.
You're laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah, that's a very good conversion rate for a sales page. But
did that help shorten your learning curve to learn that concept?
Yeah, because what I was doing is I realized, wow, you know, I'm spending 95 or 97 or 98% of my efforts, are going down the drain. 97% of all the money I was spending on advertising was going down the drain. 97% of the traffic that was coming to my website was going down the drain. And the target, tie-in, and collect method was to continue to target the same audiences, but give them a free bonus that they'd be interested in. So, for instance, if you're doing a site on hair loss, you don't want to give away a free iPod because it's incongruent and people are going to think, wait a second, something's not right. Why am I at a hair loss site and they're trying to give me a free iPod? Sounds like they want to get my name and email address to send it, you know, to spammers and stuff like that. So even though everybody wants a free iPod, but it just doesn't make sense at a hair loss site.
It's got to make some sense, right?
Yeah. So if it's at a free hair loss site, what you want to do is maybe give away a free ebook that says, the 7 biggest mistakes people do when trying to regrow back hair. Because now it's more congruent. So you're targeting traffic, you're exchanging something for free, getting their name and their email address, and then And that's it. You targeted them, you tie in a free bonus, you collect their name and email address. Now you can redirect them to the sales page. And if they don't buy, you could follow up with them over and over and over again. And at the end of the day, you're building an asset of people that you can build a relationship with. If they don't buy that product, eventually they may buy another product from you buy a product for somebody else that you're referring, something like that.
So if you found complementary products that went along with what you were selling, you'd be getting some affiliate commission then.
Yeah, and that's a good portion of any internet marketer's income must be as an affiliate for other people's products. You know, there's probably not one internet marketer I know, not a single one, that hasn't made money as an affiliate for someone else. So that, reviewing other people's products and endorsing other people's quality products is a very important part of online marketing, and that's one of the benefits of starting a list and starting a list today.
Mike, was that one of the ways that you actually started to earn money online through affiliate marketing?
Yeah. Before I started list building, I was losing more money than I was making. I was making about 2 to 3 sales a week at $19. So, I was making somewhere in the neighborhood of about $250 a week to $250 a month to $500 a month. But I was easily spending $500 to $1,000 per month, learning and buying advertising and things like that.
So this was for your pay-per-click and that sort of thing to get people to come to your site?
Yeah, buying traffic from pay-per-click and buying impressions from sites that would send you traffic. But I wasn't building a list, so I was making sales. And at the end of the day, what was left? Spend $1,000, make $500. I'm losing $500 a month. I'm having a lot of fun learning, but I don't even have an asset at the end of at the end of the month. I have maybe 8 customers.
So then, if I understand this right, that you're buying banner impressions, pay-per-click, but you're not creating a list while you're doing this. You're just sending the traffic to the site and getting the affiliate income.
That was the mistake that I was making. And then what I did later is I started, I said, I'm going to stop selling and I'm going to start giving away quality free information, build a relationship and review products and make money later by reviewing the products. So initially, all of the money that I was making when I first started out was coming from affiliate commission selling other people's products, and I became I got so successful at it that I created an information product teaching people how to sell other people's products, and that became my first product called Carbon Copy Marketing in June and July of 2003, somewhere around there.
So that was really the beginning of the speed up on your own success. You'd kind of looked at what your mistakes were and turned that into a product to say, hey, don't make these mistakes. Here's a step-by-step. And that was your Carbon Copy Marketing.
That's correct. That was my step-by-step video tutorial guide to show people how to drive traffic to, from many sources to one page and build a list and track your results so that you know where your best efforts are coming from so you could focus even more in those areas.
So how did you get to huge profitability using these strategies?
Well, I have a concept, and I said it on my webpage, and then I started saying it on teleseminars, and now you hear it on the internet all the time, and I'm sure there's still some people that say, no, Mike, I've always heard that. You weren't the person that said it, but I actually coined the expression that you hear today, online marketing, that that you could make a dollar every month for every single subscriber that you have on your opt-in list. So if you have 100 people in your opt-in list, you should be able to make $100 per month. And if you have 1,200 people in your opt-in list, you should be able to make $1,200 per month. And if you have 7,000 people on your opt-in list, you should be able to make $7,000 per month. So that's how I became so profitable was I didn't build a list and then stop and say, well, this is good. I'm just going to, start marketing to that list. I kept that list constantly growing. And every single day, as 75 people, were getting added to my list, I was giving myself a raise of $75 a day from the previous day. And, today, the list continues to grow. We're approaching close to 800 to 1,000 opt-ins per day.
So you began to understand the lifetime value of the customer.
Absolutely, yeah. And And one of the important things, I believe, is that you have to continue to list build. You can't build a quality list and then think that you can have it, and 4 years later it's still going to perform. You have to be constantly staying on the forefront in the marketplace to keep attracting new people that are coming into the marketplace at record numbers.
We'll be back in a moment with Mike.
I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer and co-host of Podcast with Mike.
And I'm Heidi Neighbor, production coordinator and co-host with Podcast with Mike.
Heidi, I hear Mike has a very, very special offer for our listeners.
That's right, Danny. Take the Butterfly Challenge at podcastwithmike.com/butterfly. You might be featured on this show to talk about how this podcast has contributed to your success.
That's right, and you might even win a free 30-second audio promotion produced right in our studio for your own podcast or to use on your website. So go to podcastwithmike.com/butterfly for details.
Now let's rejoin the conversation with Mike.
We've been hearing that there's about 45,000 people coming online every single day. And those are new people that are coming into the internet world. So that's a fairly large number of people that come online every day, and they don't know where to start, where to look for information. And certainly with your focus being on the whole point of how do you market online, I mean, that would be some place that a lot of those people would be going if they're looking to market their own business online. So what's the key to the strategy that you were talking about here, this whole idea of going into profitability and maintaining that is to keep growing your list? But how do you keep the people that have already been on your list still on your list? Because you can always opt out.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that. How do you keep them constantly interested?
Well, the most important thing is the relationship that you have with your list. So, you know, what you want to do is you want to be yourself. And I'll never forget something that John Carlton said. We were at a mastermind in San Diego, and there were a lot of other internet marketers there. Really, really quality internet marketers. And forgive me if I forget any of them, but there were guys like Brad Fallon and Andy Jenkins, John Reese and Yannick Silver, John Carlton and Rich Sheffern, myself, Tom Beal, the Rich Jerk and his partner Ryan, and again, you know, I apologize to those that, you know, I might be forgetting who were there with us, but John Carlton said something, and it wasn't meant to be in a derogatory way at all, and you know, and even, you know, myself and himself, we all fall into this category in one way or another. And what he said is that for the most part, people live pretty boring lives, so they like to live vicariously through other people. So what that means is that's why we have this attraction to to Tom Cruise and to Oprah Winfrey. And you know, when Oprah Winfrey says, "Welcome to the Oprah Winfrey Show. Today, I'm going to take you on my journey when we went into Africa. And we're going to walk into a village." And, you know, and you see her walking through the village and she's helping sick children. And that is very exciting because we like to live vicariously through other people. So what John Carlton said is you have to bring people along for the ride. But what I've also learned is that you have to bring them along for the ride in a way that you make it that you're sharing it with them, but you're not bragging. So you don't want to ever make it appear like if I'm talking to my members how, you know, I've been to Paris. You know, Danny, Heidi, we were talking earlier on the phone, and you guys had been to Paris, and we were sharing it. So you never want to be in a position where you're telling your list or your members that, hey, you know, this is Paris, and this is why it's so good, and this is what was great about it. You want to do it more in a way of where I was blown away when I was in Paris. And if you've been there before, you know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't, I highly suggest that you get there. As they say, you have to do Paris once in a lifetime. So let me share with you. And then you take them along for the ride. So you don't make it, so you want to acknowledge if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. So that just puts you in a position of sharing rather than I went to Mount Everest and you didn't. You know, you never want to do that. So let people live vicariously through you. And and be yourself. And today, you know, what I see is too many copy-paste emails. So, you know, people that come out with a product create a promotion for people to send out, and the people just copy and paste it, and it just seems very very canned. And when I write my emails, I truly try to write it in a way that, you know, you know, I'm taking the time to talk to you, and my readers really resonate with that. And I think that's what separates it.
So then, Mike, if you could summarize the lesson, what is the lesson?
In just a few short words, just be yourself. Don't try to be all things to all people. Don't try to be a politician and try to think for your readers and think what they want. Just be yourself, and people will either like you or they won't. And if they don't like you, that's why there's unsubscribe links. Most people will like you for who you are if you just be true to yourself and be true to them.
We'll be back in a moment with Mike.
Danny Gusby, executive producer and co-host of Podcast with Mike.
And I'm Heidi Neighbor, production coordinator and co-host of Podcast with Mike.
Working with one of the leading internet marketers on the planet sure has its advantages, Heidi.
Sure does, Danny. Mike shares extremely valuable inside information every week.
Get the inside scoop on what Mike recommends to us on a regular basis. Go to podcastwithmike.com/recommends for details.
Well, Mike, you know, the insights that you've just given us today really gives me some ideas on how to, you know, get closer to the list that we're building. I mean, the fact is, as you're saying, you know, people like to live vicariously or like to feel like they get to know you better. And by being yourself, you are, you know, sort of connecting with them in a totally different way. Most emails that I get are very canned and very sort of unpersonal. And, you know, being able to make them personal and create that ongoing relationship is a great way to keep that list, you know, the people on that list. Because it's not a list. It's a bunch of people, right?
That's
keep them interested in what you're doing.
That's it. That's exactly it. It's not a bunch of people sitting, you know, filling, you know, a Super Bowl stadium. It is one individual at a time, and you really want to know that when you're writing to your readers that they don't read it as a group. They don't gather in a big mass and then read it out loud. They read it one-on-one, and they email you back, and they'll say to you, Heidi, Danny, you know, the email you sent me today, you're so right. It made me feel inspired and empowered and enthusiastic, and you know they really feel like you're talking right to them. It has to be conversational, and they appreciate that.
Well, thanks, Mike. This has been a great insight and certainly another terrific way to, you know, for those people that are just starting out, to learn from your mistakes and go from there.
One of the things that I've realized in looking at other people's emails when they go out, especially with affiliate marketing, it's not very often that you see affiliate marketers actually personalizing their emails specifically and targeting it to their list needs. They're just taking whatever is sent to them by the marketer and just putting it out there.
Yeah, and that's a big mistake. And, you know, I think that the internet world is changing, especially in the B2B, the business-to-business that, you know, we're in. You know, if you're dealing in a hair loss niche, you know, you might be able to get away with it for a few more years. But if you're dealing with any type of people in the personal development field, you know, if you're competing against, you know, or competing with, you know, the Brian Tracys and the Tony Robbins or the you know, anybody in the sales or field or anybody in the internet marketing field, it's going to be all about relationship. And if you think that you can get by, you know, by doing copy paste emails, you're going to survive, you know, for a few months and everything like that, because you're new, you're hot, you're fresh. They haven't heard from, who's this new guy that all of a sudden I'm getting these, you know, these emails with, seems to have a lot of personality. But when they realize that it really isn't personality, it's just copy paste hype, they're very quickly going to drop you. So, you know, the important thing is to keep a level head and have a good relationship and be true to your members.
Well, so I guess the lesson really is message to market match.
That's it, as always, right? Great point.
As always. Well, Mike, that's it for another exciting episode of Podcast with Mike. So, folks, if you've enjoyed our podcast, go to podcastwithmike.com/share. There's a tell a friend form on that page. Simply share this with three of your favorite people, and we have a really special gift there for you. And don't forget to also go to podcastwithmike.com/butterfly and take our butterfly challenge. Tell us your success stories on applying what you've learned from the show, and you might be featured on this podcast because we like to reward your participation. Finally, you can leave us feedback by calling us at 1-888-309-6466 and leave us a message.
Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. If you'd like to catch up on the past podcasts, please go to podcastwithmike.com.
Next time on Podcast with Mike, your host Heidi Neighbor.
And Danny Gusby of podcast-marketing-center.com.
Discuss with Mike Filsaim of butterflymarketing.com.
Web copy secrets. How Mike learned to write copy from the masters of copywriting for free.
Do you know the three major mistakes newbie copywriters make? Learn how to avoid them and watch your sales conversion rates increase dramatically.
Danny and I asked Mike how to go about improving your sales copy and the first steps you need to consider to becoming a good copywriter. I'm Heidi Neybert on behalf of Mike Filsaim. For more information on this podcast, visit podcastwithmike.com.
And I'm Danny Gusby, executive producer for Podcast with Mike.
Remember, one small change can grow into massive success. That's what Butterfly Marketing is all about.
This podcast has been a production of podcast-marketing-center.com.
Thanks so much for listening.